It is for this moment with our children, hopefully longer than a moment, where we get to have that connection and we get to share words and images and feelings and adventures and humor, whatever is in a picture book.
That's Ingrid Law, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Ingrid Law is the acclaimed author of three novels for young readers, including the New York Times bestseller and Newbery Honor winner, Safi. She joins us to talk about her picture book, You Are Not Alone. Ingrid, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you, Dan. I really appreciate you having me here today.
Well, tell us about why you wanted to write this book. What was the inspiration for it?
I began thinking about this picture book very quickly when I read a poem by the poet Louise Glick. The poem was called October. It's an adult poem, but there is a line in it that says, "You are not alone," the poem said, "from in the dark tunnel." And at the time, we were just coming out of the COVID pandemic. I had moved back to Colorado to help care for my mom, who had MS. I took care of her alongside my dad for the last 3 years of her life. And I think a lot of people have been feeling very alone. And there's actually an epidemic of loneliness in the country. So it was a message I thought everybody should hear from a very young age. You are not alone. And I myself feel less alone if I remember everything and everybody that's around me. And I wanted to translate that into a book for young readers.
So tell us about the story here. What are readers going to find?
It's a lyrical picture book. So there's not a story where we're following a child through an adventure, unless you consider going to bed an adventure, which for some children it is. So the idea is that at bedtime, we've been surrounded perhaps by our family reading to us, tucking us in, comforting us, and then suddenly we're all by ourselves in our bedroom. And sometimes that's a scary moment. So it comes from the bedroom out into the world. First, those things around our bedrooms, the child's bedroom, that are comforting, the plushy animals and the night lights. And then it goes out into the house where grandma is making her way to the bathroom, perhaps in an intergenerational household. Again, inspired by my mom, who was using a walker and then a wheelchair, and then out into the kitchen where the refrigerator's humming and the cat's coming back from prowling, and then out into the greater world where the trees are shushing in the wind and the neighbor's porch lights are on, and on out to reassure the child that even though they feel alone in their bed, in their bedroom, they are not.
Could you read a small portion of the book to give us a taste?
Yes. Sometimes bedtime might feel like the dark cave in the gloomy woods from your favorite storybook, like it's about to be you and no one else until morning. Close the book, child, and remember, you are not alone. You are not alone, says the story from deep, deep in its dark woods. Not alone, glows the nightlight, casting its shine into the shadows. You are not alone, whispers the father or the mother, as they tuck you in just so, leaving the door open a crack after kissing you goodnight. Now I'm going to jump a little farther forward. My favorite line of the book is a little farther on, and it's on a page where you can see children sleeping in their homes all throughout the town, and it says, "All of us thinking we are alone sometimes when we are not."
This is a picture book, so for what age group is it recommended?
Well, I started reading to my child when they were a newborn. And I do strongly believe that we can start reading to our children, even in utero. They hear the sound of our voice. They, once they're born, they associate sitting on our laps or in our arms with a sense of comfort. And even my child, when they were 4 months old and could sit up in my lap, was starting to learn that this motion turned a page. And by the time they were 2 years old, they would pick up a book and either recite from their memory what I had said or make up their own stories to the pictures. Now, all that said, I do think the message, you are not alone, can start from birth and go through right to the ends of our lives. 3 years old to 7 years old is a good range if people are really looking for a nice age range that's more concrete.
Now, picture books are often read by adults to children. And as we talked about, this is a good message for adults as well, but did you keep that adult reader in mind as well when you were putting this book together?
I did, because I know that it is an interactive experience. It is for this moment with our children, hopefully longer than a moment, where we get to have that connection and we get to share words and images and feelings and adventures and humor, whatever is in a picture book. We get to laugh with our kids. We get to have this moment. So a message like this, when we say it over and over again, as it is said throughout the book, you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. Especially as a new mother who sometimes does feel very alone, it's a good reminder to everybody.
Well, the book, as you mentioned, is lyrical, and there are a lot of repeated phrases in it. This is a perfect bedtime book where you can read this in soft tones to the child as they're falling asleep. So it has that kind of magical quality to it. I was curious, though, you've written middle grade novels in the past, and a picture book has particular constraints to it, unlike the middle grade novel where you have a lot more words that you can use. So I'm wondering what kind of challenge this was for you to create a picture book.
Well, I have always loved poetry as well. And there are elements to my middle grade books. Perhaps lyrical would not be the exact term I would use for them, but I love words and language and always have. And so even in my middle grade books, I use unusual language like hobbledehoy and sardoodledum, words that I think are fun and entertaining. And I always couched those. I gave context clues for children because I always wanted them to have an excitement about language. Now, when I take that, like you said, from a long format, like a middle grade book, and then I'm thinking about the picture book, one, I think about smaller words, as shorter words, but also the heart, the core of what I'm trying to say. And it's almost a challenge then to say, what is the very core and how do I say it in the fewest words possible, but the most important words possible? And this one just happened to flow out of me one morning very organically. So it was not very, I didn't really like pull my hair out ever about it. It was a lovely experience to work with Lori Hornick at Rocky Pond Books, who makes it her mission to create books for kids that are all about social emotional health and growth and learning.
Well, it sounds like this was a rewarding experience for you. Do you see more picture books in your future?
I do. In fact, I already have finished a second one. It is in the hands of an illustrator, a different illustrator. With You Are Not Alone, I was so fortunate to be able to work with Shin Lee, who lives in Norway, so I haven't been able to celebrate with her in person. My next picture book is called Before You Knew the Name for Stars. And so it comes out in 2027, giving the illustrator time to work on the interior.
What advice would you give an author who wants to create a picture book?
First of all, I would say read a lot of picture books. Figure out if you want to be telling a story with a plot and an arc. If you want to tell a humorous picture book or a lyrical picture book, read all kinds and then see what excites you. And then remember that the editor, once you get an editor and a contract for that, they are going to help you pick the perfect illustrator for the book. And then the most important thing, I think, is to allow that illustrator to have all the freedom in the world to create what they see, what comes to their mind in the text they are reading, and not try to micromanage that. The only advice that I offered is that for You Are Not Alone, I wanted there to be a sense of light throughout the book, so that even though it's all set at night, there is a constant and reassuring sense of light throughout.
Well, this picture book is You Are Not Alone by Ingrid Law. Ingrid, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy reading.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.